He Said, She Said, also known as Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
This is our anniversary edition.
Happy anniversary, honey. One whole year.
It's been a great year.
We made it. We made it. We made it through the first year, right?
Well, it started off...
He said, she said.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it started off as a concept in my mind, and then it moved into a reality.
Ooh.
And what a year it's been. Yeah. Some of the most exciting information I've been exposed to.
No kidding. It's wonderful. Oh, a concept that you have. You think at first, and then it manifests itself. It's pretty scary.
Well, thought's the most powerful substance on the planet, isn't it?
Oh, so I've been told.
Put an emotion and voila.
Voila, absolutely.
But I think we're getting a message out, and I particularly like what the expert speakers have to say.
Oh, they're wonderful. And how they got interested and started in the industry is very interesting, too. And everybody is so special, so it's wonderful. Yeah, it was a great idea. I'm glad that you thought about it and you manifested it happening.
And it's good to have you on the team, too, dear.
Oh, well, I wasn't fishing.
We need that female perspective.
Yeah, honey. Oh, thank you, dear. Okay.
So we're going to go through some of the, well, I guess most of them. We'll name some names here, but maybe we can talk about some of the highlights that we experienced over the last year.
All right.
And starting with Dr. Michael Colgan, who actually is our special guest interviewee, because... he started the whole ball off rolling.
Absolutely. He was the very first special guest interview.
And why
first.
Wouldn't he be? Being my mentor, my
absolutely.
Friend, a great person in sports nutrition, one of the top experts
right.
in the world, if not the top.
I know, and that's great because I can always remember he's always been your mentor, Michael Colgan. And then all of a sudden now you're good friends with him. Isn't that amazing?
Remember picking up his book, Optimum Sports Nutrition,
yep.
and just feeding on it.
I know.
And... relating to somebody that really felt strongly about something that I felt so strongly about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really wanted to seek him out and meet him. And then eventually I went down to the Colgan Institute in San Diego,
right.
got involved with the clinic and became his friend, started training with him. And then he moved up to Salt Spring Island where he's residing now.
Mm-hmm. He's a good writer too. He
fantastic
quite
writer.
A sense of humor.
Well, he calls a spade a spade.
He certainly does.
He doesn't beat around the bush.
No, he doesn't beat around the bush. That's
but his
sure.
research, his science, I mean, there's been so much that I've been able to apply myself personally.
Right.
Share that with you, our mm-hmm. family, in my professional career mm-hmm. as an educator and as a writer. So hats off to Dr. Michael Colgan.
Absolutely. What
he walks the walk.
Absolutely.
So after Michael, we interviewed Franco Cavallari. And what a guy. He's so committed to what he promotes as an athlete, as a bodybuilder. He's got a new book out.
Yes.
He's got a great website out now.
He's moving and shaking. He certainly is. And he looks good, too.
He's lean. He's fit.
I just thought I'd rub
that in. And we've spent a little time with him and his wife, and they're a great couple,
right.
and they
yes.
live the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. They
but that's
sure
the
do.
Key with a lot of these people that we're talking to, is that they live the life... They share the life.
Yes.
It's not something that they've rehearsed or memorized
no.
from some
no, they're
textbook.
All experts. All experts. Every last one of them. It is wonderful.
I like the way Franco went into the history of how he started his company. And I thought that was good information for anyone else out there who's maybe visiting this idea in their own mind. You know, sometimes working for other people isn't the greatest thing. Isn't
yes.
the most enjoyable thing?
I've been meaning to talk to you about that, Corey. I want to be the boss.
But mind you, it depends on who you're working for
that's
or
right.
with.
Yes, that's right.
So it's nice to work with people where in your mind you're working with them
yes.
instead of for them, like a form of slavery.
Yes, and your thoughts parallel each other's, you know.
But he started his own company.
Yep.
And he had a vision and he moved forward and connected with the raw material and just started moving the stuff. And, you know, before you know it, he built up his company and... And it was just a great story to hear him also talk about insulin resistance and mm. biological age.
Mm-hmm.
I found that very interesting.
That was fun.
That was the May 2002. Michael started off with April 2002. So in June 2002, actually when I was visiting the Hawaiian Islands.
Yes, and I wasn't there.
No, but that was a special trip
yes.
with Daisy, my daughter.
Yes.
As you know, I like to take each one of my children to a special place of their choosing.
Yes, I think I know that.
On a nice trip just for the two of us. Mm-hmm. And for those of you out there with kids, if you're parents.
If anybody's out there.
Keep this in mind because it's a great time to take one of your children away from the family, just the two of you to discuss, you know, the meaning of life and the aspects of relationship.
It's,
yeah. Quality time.
It's good for everybody. It's good for the parents. It's good for the kids. It's good for each individual child. And they go to one of their favorite places. It's really nice if you can afford to do that. It doesn't even have to go. You don't have to go somewhere Hawaii or Australia or somewhere like that. You can even just take them camping for a weekend.
Absolutely.
Or
the key is to spend some time alone, away from the distraction of life and work and family and school or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
But on this trip in Hawaii, I was in the gym, 24-hour fitness in Waikiki, and ran into Brian Klein, a little person, and just a fascinating guy. You know, he's about 4 foot tall, but strong as a bull.
He looks like mini me.
Totally committed to training. And I so much enjoyed it. He invited us into his home, and I interviewed him there. And it was just great to see his commitment and to find out, again, this is so typical, but he was told from medical experts not to train, that it would somehow sabotage his immune system or chemistry as a little person. And of course, he found that a lot of the symptoms associated with his disease or disorder were abated and completely eliminated by getting into weight training.
Right. And that's what they call them, little people?
Yeah, they're called little people. They're not called midgets or whatever vernacular
we... Dwarfs. Called little people.
I guess dwarfs is acceptable, but they like to be called little people.
Little people. Okay, that's good. Yeah.
And he was married to a so-called normal person, you know, that wasn't a little person.
Okay.
And they had a child who was so-called normal as well.
Yes.
But again, when you connect with these kinds of unique individuals, you throw that word out the window, normal.
Right.
And you begin to realize that all that matters is whether a person is kind, considerate, committed to health and fitness.
Yeah, and you can get along.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, so that was great.
That was fun, yeah.
Being in Hawaii always is
special. Oh, that would
be
fun for sure.
And then moving on to Brad King, July 2002. His book, Fat Wars, has been a bestseller.
He is a fantastic public speaker. I've seen him lecture many, many times, and I really enjoy his lectures. And he really speaks to the people. I leave there really learning something, and I know everybody else does too. You know, he's not over your head. I'm sure he can get quite technical, but he's really a great speaker. So if anybody ever has a chance to see Brad King speak, please do so.
Yeah, you can go to his website, fatwars.com. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, he's got a new follow-up book.
Yes.
It's almost like a workbook that gets into the diet and provides a lot of insight in terms of how to fight that battle of the bulge.
Oh, yeah.
How to overcome a lot of the
self-dialogue. Of the bulge. Yeah.
You know, where you feel like the Twinkie on the counter is saying, come and eat me.
Calls your name.
It's really good to get insight from all these people. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what SNU is all about. It's an eclectic presentation of information from a wide variety of sources, some of which may be in contrast to other opinions and ideas, but that's the whole idea.
And it's not just for professionals in our field. This is what some people think when we talk to them about SNU. They go, oh, that's too heavy for me. I don't think I could, you know, understand all that. But that's not what it's about. You do an editorial about what's new and up and coming in sports nutrition, and you talk about weight training, you talk about water, and you do get quite technical, yes.
Well, there's a technical aspect to it to some degree.
Yes, which is important that you get there. And then when you have your guest speaker, that's not too terribly technical. It's something that everybody can understand. And then we get to our situation where anybody can understand this one. But no, it's for everybody. It's for moms and dads and teenagers. Right?
Well, the key is to have motivation in your
life.
Absolutely. We all know that we're supposed to exercise. We're all supposed to eat well, whole food. We all know that. Is there a human being out there that's relatively online with their brain that doesn't know that? But the reality is that most people do not train on a regular basis.
Yes.
Most people overconsume the wrong kinds of foods. They know they do it. They know they shouldn't do it, but they continue to do it. And I believe it's because they lack the power and the motivation and the incentive from within, because they're not being exposed to the right information to help them stay on track.
Right.
And that's what SNU is all about.
Yeah. And you're getting the job
auditory
across.
Stimulation.
Yeah, and I'm getting auditory stimulation. That's
well,
sure,
I like
dear.
Physical stimulation, but
yes,
no.
All right, already. We won't go there yet. That's another he said, she said. We'll talk about that another time.
So moving on from Brad, in August 2003, I had the pleasure of interviewing Udo Erasmus.
That's right.
the guy that knows
Dr.
everything
Fat.
About fat.
And he's not just, fat either.
No, he's very lean. He's an Dr. ectomorph, fat. By the way. So Udo, if you're listening, you get no credit for being lean because you're an ectomorph. And no matter how much food you eat, you never gain body fat.
Nanny, nanny, nana. Boy, those kind of people, you know, that never gain. But, you know, that's a struggle for them too.
To gain the size,
yes,
to gain
that's
muscle
a struggle.
Mass.
And it's hard on them. And how many people do we know? That's why you're going to write that book, The Enigma of the Ectomorph, because they struggle. Very
yes.
difficult. I don't know how many times I've heard people talk to you, oh, Corey, please help me gain weight. Hello.
There's a lot of people out there yeah. that feel emaciated. They feel insecure about the way they look.
No matter how hard they train.
They're skinny. They're thin. They just don't feel confident because they're underweight, under
right.
mass. They'd like to put on some mass. Mm-hmm. And so for those... They need to understand the principles of
right.
training, nutrition, and they need to live and eat a little bit differently than the average person.
Yes.
Because we've got an 80-20 rule. About 80% of the population are endomorphs. They gain fat easily.
Like
whereas
me.
From Udo, we went to Dr. Campbell.
Now that
he was
in,
like in his
very
90s.
Interesting.
Going into hair analysis.
About kids and minerals?
Yes.
I gave one of those SNU tapes to every one of my girlfriends that has kids, and I said, you got to get them on some minerals here. This is what Joe Campbell said.
That's right, because most kids are deficient
yes.
in zinc, and it affects their growth.
Right.
And or essential fatty acids and trace elements like manganese, selenium. And so a lifetime based on what happens as you're growing, and through that growing time, if you're undersupplied or you're not given the right amount of the essential trace elements... Mm-hmm. What happens?
Is this, well, is this a skill testing question?
It affects their behavior. It stunts their growth. Yeah. They don't have the energy mm-hmm. and the vitality that a lot of kids should have.
Right. Then we had, in November 2002, we had Lee Labrada.
Lee is a solid guy. I mean, a world bodybuilding champion.
Yeah.
One of the few to stand up on the Mr. Olympia
now,
stage.
Now, didn't we meet him on a bus stop in Jamaica?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Isn't that wild?
Before this ever came to be, before he even got into the health food
right.
industry and came up with his own line in the States.
Because we were walking down the street. We're in this little town in Jamaica, and there was this huge bodybuilder. And we're going like, and we're into training, both of us. We owned the gym at that time. And we're going, gosh, this guy's in really good shape. So Corey, of course, has to go and talk to him. And he
turns out to be a super
Lee Labrada.
Guy. Yeah. And, of course, he was at that time
that
somebody that I was reading about in the magazines, etc.
Years ago, yeah.
Yeah,
15,
that was quite some time. So we also talked to Ed Bird and his amazing story of how he created EAS
mm-hmm.
and, you know, turned the sport nutrition world upside down with Create Monohydrate and how he connected with Bill Phillips and how that led to the Transformation Challenge and one of the most successful advertising and marketing campaigns in the history of sports nutrition.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
a great
that's
story.
Big news.
And then we interviewed Nick Uguala.
Yeah,
our friend at the gym, an Olympic wrestler.
Nice
training
guy.
For the Olympics coming up in, I guess it's going to be in Athens the next Summer Olympics.
Can you believe
he's
that?
A Canadian champion.
He travels
Pan American gold. Oh, he just came from Guatemala.
Wow.
And he goes away on these trips and yeah. just has fantastic experiences.
Yeah. I like the way he trains in the gym, too. I've never really seen him train with weights because I'm usually in and out. But I like the way he does his, like, his plyometrics. He's really into that. He is so strong. I wouldn't want to mess with him.
Quick. He's built like a you-know-what.
Maybe I might want to mess
solid
with him.
Solid guy. Yeah. And you know what? The most outstanding character.
Yeah.
A very kind,
yes.
sincere person, mm-hmm. totally committed to his sport, but a real gentleman.
Right.
And a great ambassador.
That's important, the sportsmanship,
I
going
think,
back
yeah.
to that. That's also, too, what I like to teach the kids, too.
And then we talked to Shelley Lynn Hughes of Vista Magazine.
Where were we last night?
Well, she turned the big
3-0. Happy birthday, Shelley. She looks pretty good for 30, I'll tell you.
No kidding.
Really, really good. She does the Galaxy. I don't know if it's called the Galaxy anymore. It's an obstacle course. I think they call it Nova. But she's one of the top 14 or 15 fitness
competitors in the world.
In the world, yeah.
yeah.
She's a strong.
She's got
strong
a bodybuilding background.
Yes.
And she's done fitness. She's training.
Sprinting.
She's in good shape.
She's in great shape.
Really solid.
Shape, and I wish her the
best. But she's
best.
A personal trainer and she knows about whole food and supplements so she can share that information with her clients. And that's rare as a personal trainer
yes.
because most personal trainers are not equipped with the knowledge when it comes to knowing how much of what to take and when. And from a dietary strategy point of
right.
view, they usually know a lot about weights and training, but not as much in the nutrition field.
Right.
So that's a plus for Shelley. And then we talked to Norm Daniels, who owns his own company, Body Plus, which distributes and manufactures supplements, sport nutrition products like whey protein and creatine, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And what a nice guy Norm is.
Yeah. Oh, everybody's so nice.
Well, these are all nice guys. I mean, that's what it is about sport nutrition, right?
Know.
It attracts the right kind of people.
Absolutely, because everybody's fit,
well, healthy-minded and focused on moving forward, training progressively. And, you know, there's a kind of a kindred spirit in athletes.
Yes.
Especially when you get away from the power and the money and the politics. If you just get into the sport itself and share that commonality with people.
Ooh, and I'd like to go with power, money, and politics for a while. I could think I could live with that for a little while. And Norm has a family, too.
Yes.
And he lives with a healthy lifestyle with his family.
Yeah, and all
well,
these people are walking the walk. And then we talked to Daniel just recently, a naturopath, a PhD, a master herbalist. And he made some really good comments about the importance of education.
Yes, exactly. And also role modeling, too, with your children. If you want your kids to eat the certain food, then you better be eating it yourself. I really admire that, you know. Daniel always sends me these funny emails that you don't even realize he's doing this, but they're quite funny. He gets me laughing. It really breaks up my day. It's quite fun. So keep sending them, Daniel. They're fun.
Well, the humor.
Yeah, the humor.
As an element in health. Got to have it. Don't take life too seriously. And then we talked to Bruce, which, you know, he's a really funny
comedian guy who plays the harmonica, who's very professional harmonica player. Don't believe this stuff where he hasn't played in 5 years. He is awesome.
No, I think he practices every single night, and he practiced for 6 months in advance for our, because we told him, like, how about a little piece of music special for SNU?
Well, remember he was just joking with us about, you know, playing his harmonica, and then one day we saw him at the Canadian Health Food Association. He played in the band.
Yes.
And we just could not believe how good he was. But he's got a good magazine.
Yes, and that's important to know for all the retailers and all the industry people out there. Get on to Canadian Natural Health Retailer and subscribe to it. It's free. And learn about what's going on in the industry. And then finally, I interviewed Dr. Michael Colgan again, and it was just wonderful to talk to him about this calorie myth, the fable that's been given to all of us as kids, and when we move out into life as adults and we're thinking in terms of calories, and that is the very reason why a lot of us fail when it comes to managing our food.
So
we're thinking in the wrong terms.
What was one of the words that he used that really turned your crank? What was that word that he used about food? What's the most important thing when you're choosing food?
That's right. The Q word.
Right. What's that, honey?
Quality.
That's right. That turned your crank.
Absolutely. Because he said that more important than the caloric value or the energy content of food was the quality of the food.
Right.
And then, of course, we also talked about balance.
Right.
And that's going to be on this edition. And so I'm going to listen to that several times because he's talking about the brain and how to protect it. And
we're all brain damaged. I always thank you very much, Michael Colgan, for that.
Yeah. So that is the year in review.
What a great year. And we've got some great experts coming up that I've booked.
Yes, we have.
Oh, and it's just so much fun booking.
There's so many people
really
out there,
it.
And there's so many aspects of health and fitness and production and retail and
just never
training
ending.
And principles. I mean, we can go on and on. So I'm really looking forward to decades of producing SNU and getting as many experts involved as possible. And so now we want to ask you, the listeners, for some feedback, and maybe you can follow through with Tracy.
With me? Yes, I wanted to ask the subscribers if they had any ideas for He Said, She Said, because I can't think of all the ideas. So if you have any ideas that you'd like Corey and I to discuss on He Said, She Said, please feel free to email me at tracyhawley@shaw.ca. I know Leona Polson, one of our subscribers, she gave me a really good idea that we're going to talk about next month. I'd appreciate that. And let us know if there's anybody out there that you would like us to interview as a special guest interview or any topics that you would like Corey to talk about on his clinical review, something like food for thought.
We want you to turn people on to SNU. We want you to share the word. We want you to transform those lives. We want you to help people help themselves. But mostly, we want to get rich. So we want as many subscribers to SNU as possible so that we can move to Maui.
Yes.
And we can sip on cocktails on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And do these productions long distance with Len in the studio.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Is that the kind of paradigm of life that you're looking forward to?
Now, this is a thought that you have. Now, let's hope this thought manifests itself.
Right, because all thoughts eventuate into reality you focus on them.
That's right. Focus on them.
Okay.
And to be crystal clear.
Yeah. So that's it for He Said, She Said. And we'll see you next time, dear.
I'll see you next time, dear.
Adios.
Bye for now.
Please turn to slide 2.